Hello everybody, my name is Caleb Carr and this is New York Sports.
New York Sports.
Hello everybody, thank you again for listening to another episode of New York Sports. My name is Caleb Carr. This week, we're going to start off in the NBA with the NBA draft. The New York Knicks have the 8th pick, and our Brooklyn Nets have the 19th pick. We'll be going over what those two teams are going to be doing. Brooklyn is in search of a new head coach. We're going to look at that. I got a new segment coming to you. It's Top and Bottom of New York, it's called. It's going to be basically where I give you the best possible outcome and the worst possible outcome of different situations. This week, to start off that segment, we're going to look at NFL records for our three football teams. Then we're going to go do a quick MLB update. And finally, I'm going to go over another new segment I'm going to add called Hot Apple. Alrighty, so starting off in the NBA with the NBA draft. The New York Knicks, we're going to start off with them. They got the worst of the draft lottery as it played out, and they have the 8th pick in the NBA draft. Obviously, they were hoping to go a little bit higher. They're looking for a point guard right now. You know, the whole team is a little rough. We've found that out. But looking at their starting lineup right now, you got Alfred Payton at point guard, RJ Barrett at shooting guard, Marquise Harkless at small forward, Julius Randle at power forward, and Ty Gibson at center with Mitchell Robinson backing him up. So center position, as of right now, looks all right. Power forward position is not too shabby. Small forward and shooting guards are all right. I think RJ Barrett is definitely going to be the shooting guard of the future for this team, at least. When you look at point guard, the point guard situation we've got going on right now, it's tough. It's really, really tough. So I think what the plan would be for them, obviously, was before the draft lottery, was to get high and draft LaMelo Ball. That did not happen. They got the 8th pick. With the 8th pick, you've got most likely to be available, possibly Tyrese Haliburton from Iowa State. He's a point guard. Or Kylaine Hayes. He is a point guard from out of France internationally. Other than that, most of the other point guards are probably going to end up falling late unless you go and maybe pick up a Cole Anthony. But a hot take I have, which I will... this is kind of going to be a part of my hot apple segment. My hot apple segment, as you heard me say, is just going to be hot takes. A couple hot takes of the week. This is one of them, but I'm going to explain it now. My hot take for the NBA for the New York Knicks is that they're going to do a trade with the Golden State Warriors to get the 2nd pick and draft LaMelo Ball. Obviously, right now, we're looking at this draft, the draft prospects and the college players and international players in this draft. LaMelo Ball has the potential to be the best player in this draft, and I think he is just that kind of franchise-changing talent that the New York Knicks are going to need. You know, of course, he may never actually live up to that, just like, you know, the Ball brothers, the Ball just organization in basketball. They've got a lot of hype around them, and it's hard to live up to that. But I think that if LaMelo can, and he can bring that to the Knicks, it's going to really help change around this organization. But that is my hot take for that. They're going to trade with the Golden State Warriors up to the 2nd pick and draft LaMelo Ball. I think Golden State has a chance of taking this just because they're not really looking for a point guard, obviously. They've got Stephen Curry. They're not going to go in with a 2nd pick and pick a point guard. So I think what we could see them do is go down to the 8th, and we could see them maybe pick up like maybe a center or a power forward position, small forward position, something like that. As for the Brooklyn Nets, they're sitting at the 19th pick right now. What they need to do going into the draft is a little more confusing as of what they should do. They don't really, when you look at what they've got and you look at what they're going to try to do in this offseason, it's hard to kind of get somebody. You know, Caris LeVert, Joe Harris, Jared Allen. Looking at the center position, I don't think center is going to be an issue. Looking at the point guard position, I don't think point guard is going to be an issue. Really don't think shooting guard would be too much of an issue. Small forward, probably not. I think their goal going into this should be to draft to sit behind KD or Kyrie or whoever the third star that they go out to get, maybe a shooting guard. So I think what I could see them definitely doing is with the 19th pick going for a small forward, such as Sadiq Bey. He's from Villanova, small forward out of Villanova. He was a sophomore. I think he had a really great season, and I could definitely see him making a good impact coming off the bench behind KD. Other small forward or shooting guard players that I think they could target are Jaden McDaniels. He's a small forward, power forward out of Washington, freshman. He also was a great player coming into the season. And a shooting guard player, RJ Hampton. He played internationally. I think those three right there, I think the most likely would be Sadiq Bey out of Villanova. But, you know, like I said, Brooklyn's not really trying to draft somebody to change their franchise around. They're not trying to draft a starter. I think the goal of this should be to draft a backup for one of your stars. The Brooklyn Nets are in search of a new head coach. There are a couple candidates out there that they're trying to pick up. You know, obviously, you've got these two stars coming in. You got Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant. You got players like Caris LeVert. You've got a good squad coming. You're looking for your third star. You're going to need a good coach, a good solid coach, a coach that these players are going to like and want to work with. And I think I have my top two candidates right now. Obviously, these aren't the most plausible, most likely. But, you know, obviously, start off, these aren't my top two, but these are other candidates that are possible. Mike Brown is one of them. He hasn't really been linked with the head coach job search for the Knicks, but he has been linked to the New York Knicks through other positions and interviewing for other positions. He's the Golden State Warriors assistant, so he is used to winning. That is really good. He was the right-hand man. He does have an impressive 0.616 winning percentage as a head coach when he has had to step in as a head coach. So, you know, Brown led the 2016-17 Warriors to a perfect 12-0 playoff record as the interim coach. That was when Kerr was absent with the spinal injury. So, you know, he's definitely one of the top candidates. Another one of the top a couple other top candidates are Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy. Those are a couple other ones. My two top can obviously Jacquin Vangoon, said that definitely wrong, but he is the interim coach for the Nets right now. He's definitely going to be taken into consideration. There's a chance that we could see him as the official head coach next year. But my top two candidates right now, first off, Jason Kidd. Yes, Jason Kidd. I am talking about the player that used to play for the Nets. Jason Frederick Kidd. You know, this guy, he used to coach a little bit for the Nets. He coached for a year. He led them to a 44-38 record in his first season. He was named Eastern Conference Coach of the Month twice. In 2014, he was the fourth player to win both Player of the Month and Coach of the Month, and the second to do it on the same team. What happened with him is there was a lot of stuff that he wanted to do. He sought more of like a change-inducing power. He wanted to extend his title beyond coach. He wanted to work in the front office more. He wanted to be the coach on the floor, but he also wanted to work behind the scenes a little bit more than he did. There was a little bit of resistance with the general manager, and he went to the Bucks. And I believe right now he is like a head a assistant coach or something along those lines. But I think this isn't very probable. This one is definitely unlikely, but I do see that as one of the top ones. Another one would be Tyronn Lue. He's looking to get out of Cleveland. Obviously, you know, he was on that run. He was the coach during that Cleveland Cavaliers run with LeBron James. Of course, when you've got the best player in the world, it's kind of hard not to do good. So that's there. A potential reunion with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie had originally said that he was not open to it, but then all of a sudden, over these past couple weeks, he has said that he's okay with it and he would be up for it. Again, another coach that is used to winning, another coach that knows how to work with stars. So I think that would be another great fit. All right, so as I said, I have a new segment, Top and Bottom of New York. It's just where I give you the best possible outcome and the worst possible outcome from different situations. This week, we've got the NFL records for our three teams, Buffalo Bills, New York Jets, New York Giants. Starting off with the Buffalo Bills, they have been growing this great team. They are a team on the rise right now. And looking at the schedule, it's not too difficult. I think the ceiling for this team, the top for this Buffalo Bills team, is going to be 13-3. With that 13-3, those three losses, I could see coming to a Kansas City, possibly Seattle, San Francisco. You might see a lost Arizona in there, Tennessee Titans. But other than that, there aren't really many teams that I see that they don't really have too much of a chance with this year. I think the floor, the bottom for this team is going to be 9-7. That I think that's only going to happen if they don't live up to their expectations. I think that will happen if, you know, with injuries or Stephon Diggs doesn't really show up or Josh Allen not only doesn't make a jump from last season this season, but declines from last season this season. If he becomes a bust this season, I could definitely see them going with a 10-6 or a 9-7. As for the New York Jets, it's rough for them this year. They don't really have too much after trading away Jamal Adams and trading away, getting rid of CJ Mosley being gone. It's tough for them. Not really too much to look forward to this year. They're kind of in rebuilding mode. I think, if Sam Darnold can make a jump from last year and Le'Veon Bell can make a jump too, I could see their ceiling being 7-9. You know, I could see wins coming up against Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Miami twice. Maybe a Cleveland team or a Las Vegas team like that. The bottom for them is going to be 13-3. That I think it's my prediction for them really is going to be 6-12. I just don't see them being able to do too much this year. But I don't think that 13-3 is very probable. But if they do, those wins would most likely come one or two against Miami. And then one against either a Cleveland team or maybe even a New England team late in the season, possibly Indianapolis, teams like those. For the New York Giants, I think if Daniel Jones can make a jump this year, if the quarterback can make a jump, we're going to see really good things come out of these teams. If Barkley can stay healthy and if that defense can get it together and start working together, I could see the top of this team going 8-8. They have a decently easy record. Obviously, Washington being one of the worst teams in the league, they get to play them twice this year. Philadelphia, they play twice. I think they could go 1-1 against them. Dallas is going to be tough. But other than that, they play Cincinnati once, which I'm not underrated. I'm not putting anything on Cincinnati, but they were the worst team in the league last year. I don't think a quarterback is going to help them improve that much. And then you've got a couple other teams. You got Baltimore and Dallas late in the season. Those are your last two games. I could see them grabbing a win or two there just because, you know, if Dallas can lock up a playoff spot, they will not play their starters. I can guarantee you. Same thing with Baltimore. If they can lock up a playoff start, if they can do as good as they did last year, even better, lock up a playoff start early, then I doubt they'll be playing their starters at least as much in week 16. All right. So that is it for this episode. Just about, sorry. I wanted to introduce my Hot Apple, a new segment that I'm going to be doing. It's just hot takes. So you have already heard one of them. My first hot take for the day is the Knicks trading up to the second pick to take Ball as the second pick to fill in that point guard spot. Another one of my hot takes, this is a baseball one. I've got the Yankees as in a hot take. They're going to continue to struggle, and they're going to end up being a 6th, 7th, or 8th seed. They're going to stay really where they are right now. I think with injuries and the way that they've been playing, I think they're going to stay just about where they are. The Mets, on the other hand, are going to start to get hot with the bat, and I think they're going to work their way up, and they're going to become a very, very underrated 7th and 8th seed, and they're going to make a run in these playoffs. As for my final hot apple take for New York, this one's going to go to Brooklyn. And that one, you already heard me talk about that a little bit, but Jason Kidd, he's going to become the new head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. Those are my four hot takes of the day. Once again, thank you for listening to New York Sports. Again, tell your friends, tell your family, tell whoever, tell the person that you meet at the stoplight to come listen to New York Sports. I'm on Anchor, I'm on Apple Podcasts, I'm on Google Podcasts. You can tell your smart home speaker. You can look me up on Google. You can do all those things. Find me, listen, please, tell your friends, tell your family. Also, I have said it many times. Alrighty, so just to real quick wind up this episode, I wanted to introduce Hot Apple. It's another new segment along with Top and Bottom of New York that I'm going to try to start doing at least once every... every couple episodes, I'll do one of them or try to do at least one of the two segments every episode. But to start off, they're basically just hot takes. They're just my hot takes. To start off, obviously, you've got the New York Knicks trading up to get Ball with the second pick. That's my first one. My next two are both in the MLB. The Yankees, I think the Yankees are going to continue to struggle, not only with injuries, but just with the bat. They're going to continue to struggle a little bit. They're going to stay where they are, stay in that sixth. They might hop up to a fifth or maybe a seventh seed, but I don't think they're going to be able to top Tampa Bay to take over the division. The Mets, they're going to start getting hot a little bit, and they're going to find their way up into the playoffs. They're going to make the seventh or eighth seed, and they're going to become a really underrated seventh or eighth seed. I think they will be able to upset whoever they go up against in that first round. Finally, back to the NBA in Brooklyn. I talked about this one a little bit ago. Jason Kidd. I think that he's going to become the head coach. I think he is an underrated candidate, and I think the Brooklyn Nets will end up hiring Jason Kidd as their head coach of the future. So that's it for this week. Again, thank you very much for listening. Tell your family, tell your friends. Get the word out there. Tell the person that you're sitting across from at the stoplight to look up Caleb Carr, New York Sports. I'm on Anchor. I'm on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast. You can look me up on Google. Ask your smart home speaker. All those. And as always, voice messages. If you're listening on Anchor, you can send a voice message in. It could be anything. It could be a question. It could be a comment. Anything at all. And you can also, I also have put my link in my bio. The bio should be right there next to the name on anything that you listen to, of course, unless obviously you're listening to on a smart home speaker. All right, so that's it for me for this week. Thank you again for listening. I hope you all have a great week.
Make me wanna shout, kick your heels up and shout, throw your hands up and shout, throw your head back and shout.
Anderson's out.
Judge lifted in the air again. deep right center. Going back.